This is a regular meeting of the Pismo Beach City Council, Tuesday, July 19th, and it's 4:31. We're almost on time. And roll call, please.
Mayor Reese?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez G?
Yes.
Councilmember Ravenel?
Here.
Councilmember Higginbotham?
Here.
Councilmember Natoli?
Here.
Thank you.
And Dr. Paul Jones will give the invocation, and would you lead the pledge afterward?
Would you please stand and bow your heart with me? Our Heavenly Father, it was President Dwight D. Eisenhower who said, "Without God, there could be no American form of government nor American way of life. For recognition of the Supreme Being is the first and basic expression of Americanism." And President Ronald Reagan later declared, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, we will soon be a nation gone under." So stir up in us a renewed desire to do your will, O God, for with such comes power and authority and goodwill. Let our allegiance first and foremost be to honor God, for this will produce justice and righteousness, and our righteous actions will result from a new spiritual relationship with God, our friend. Our righteous actions will come from pure and personal motives. Our righteous actions will produce practical living and honorable behavior. And our righteous actions will be worth more than any other pursuit in life. You have blessed us as a nation beyond all other peoples of the world with material possessions, but instill in us a desire to never allow this prosperity that you have given us to make us complacent or proud or self-indulgent, but rather cause each of us to be a champion for righteous living and righteous actions. May we never forget that God promises security and stability to those who trust in Him. So today, we boldly reaffirm our nation's motto, "In God We Trust." And history teaches that God chooses human instruments through whom He can infuse His wisdom and His life with spiritual and civil authority. We are grateful for each council member and their support staff. Infuse in them your wisdom and your understanding. Many problems that they face at times seems to defy a solution, but your wisdom causes confusion to fade into harmony. And when our hearts and minds are tuned to God in childlike trust, it is then that God the invisible enables us to complete any assignment that He entrusts to us with courage and with success. So today, let your irresistible presence and will become the resource that you give to each of the leaders of our city. May proper decisions be made today to honor you and to benefit the citizens and the guests of our beautiful city. This invocation we pray in the name of our personal Redeemer and Lord, amen. Will you please put your hand over your heart and repeat after me? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jones. Okay, we have several presentations this evening, and the first one on the agenda is a presentation from Mike Madden and Les Davidson of Just Cruisin' Productions to the Pismo Beach firefighters.
Thank you for having us here today. You got me out of 105 degree temperature, and I can't bless all of you enough. I can't tell you also how proud we are to be here, and only an instrument of what you folks have put together. And we're going to present today to the fire department something that, by the way, they worked very, very hard for. We certainly don't want to take any of the credit for what these folks did, because they did the work. But also know that it takes a great group of people, and it was putting a group and a team together from the council, from all of the department heads, to pull off what they pulled off, and I can't thank them enough. They had support of many of the different fire departments in the area that came in and helped out. When they're out there and it's 130 degrees cooking their food to serve to the people, and nobody gets to see that, it's a great thing to be able to come in here in front of the public and say to you guys, well done job. We'd like to present the money they earned, only make it a little bit visible so that everybody can see it. Maybe we can kind of walk up here, and I'll show the check to the council.
Whoa.
Oh.
$13,747.
On behalf of Mike and I, that we did not earn this money for them. They earned it. They did a hell of a job. All we did was supply the area, and we opened the door and they walked through it. What a job you did for the different charities that this money is going to go to. Mike, do you want to say anything?
Just an outstanding job, guys. A real treat to play.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul. We had a great time.
Well, they get to keep this?
They get to keep this.
If I can say something really quick on behalf of the firefighters.
Would you like to sit at the podium, please? Stand at the podium so they can all hear you. Thank you.
On behalf of the Pismo Beach Firefighters Association and the other association and all the members that helped us out with this, we'd like to say thanks to Mr. Madden and Mr. Davidson for the opportunity they've given us this year to be part of the car show. And with this money that we have raised, we worked very hard to raise it, and not only will we be donating to the Elise Ann Rush Burn Foundation, which was advertised during the car show, but we also will be donating to many other charities and organizations throughout the community, as well as helping to fund the Rick Reeland Memorial Toy Drive, which we do annually. So thanks again.
Very good.
I'll get through here in a minute, but I'm going to hog the mic. And then I'm going to give it to Mike. You know, Mike and I got together and we started thinking about what took place. And when you think about the teamwork that came together from the entire city, we were a new commodity on the block, you might say, and there wasn't a lot of knowledge about who we were. But you trusted us, and you showed your faith in us. And you put this team together in such a way that I can tell you, in the different cities that I've done work for, I have yet to see a city that was more organized with their department heads than the city of Pismo Beach. And I'm not blowing smoke. This was absolutely unbelievable. The city came together, the department heads from the police department, John at the city services, the city council. It's just what a great thing to be able to be a party to this, and we appreciate it. So Mike and I got together and said, well, what should we do to appreciate this and make it more visible? Well, you know, we had a lot of first place winners at the car show, but I think we had a lot of first place winners right here in this room. So we decided, well, what's wrong with giving that first place award to each of the council members and the mayor that helped us get there. So if I can take 2 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, awesome.
It's with great pride for Mike and I we present you with the first place award for being, in our opinion, first place council.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. This is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What I will say on behalf of the council, and then the rest of the council can make some comments, we were very pleased with what transpired that day. It was a great success. And we thank you very much for this, for recognizing us, and for the hard work of our staff and all those out at the yard. And I know the fire and police, it was a lot of work, but it was a great success. We're very proud of the day, and thank you very much. Thank you for this.
Just one second. I wanted to tell you, I know that the decision you made in December and followed up with in January was a very courageous decision on your behalf. You stepped away from something that had taken place for 19 years, and you took a chance with us, and of course we've come back over and over and told you everything's okay, we're getting there, but I know that it always lingered in the back, holy cow, what did we do? You know, but I got to tell you, and Les mentions all the support, the CVB, the SEC committee, the special groups there made sure all the T's were crossed, I's were dotted, the business community, the BIG, these are all acronyms you all know, and the sponsors that came out, just terrific. Never saw that before, and it just turned out wonderful. Now, we had some celebrities at the car show, and I
didn't want to miss this opportunity to acknowledge them.
You all came down for the cruise, or most of you did, and I wanted you to have a remembrance of that.
So. Oh, my gosh, this is great. Thank you so much. Wow.
You never know when you're going to
have to show up. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Oh, this is tremendous.
Oh, geez.
This is tremendous. Thank you so very much.
How cute. We're taking photos of us.
Oh, yeah.
My grandchildren are in here. Thank you very much, Mike.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great?
Thank you. It was our pleasure. It was lots of fun, too.
Thank you.
It was lots of fun. Does any of the other council want to say anything at the moment?
No.
Too late. Okay. Thank you again.
Go ahead, Snape. Let me see.
This is great.
Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, thank you.
Your red car really showed up.
Boy, it sure did. And Ian with his little political wave.
It's getting good, huh?
It's getting good.
Okay, the next item on our agenda, this is wonderful. Thank you very much, is the introduction of new employees, and we have two of them. And would the department head please come forward?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to ask Sue Town to stand up here next to me. I'm not going to read the whole book.
Why not?
But it was a book in which I referenced some things about Sue's hometown, or where she was born, up in Bellingham, Washington, about 60 miles south of Canada. Sleepy little college town, and gets a little bit of fog, and by the way, it's the locus of taking ferries to and from Alaska for along the inland passage there. And it rains a lot there, like 39 inches a year compared to around here, it's maybe 12 inches a year, so about three times as much. And she has three older sisters in her family, and when she was born, the other sisters all were married. Children, so it was like a new generation within the family, and so she grew up with lots of nieces and nephews, and had for an interesting family there. In terms of her career, she has worked in various accounting positions for quite a number of years, and brings a great set of skills from all of those experiences, including some with Kernville Union School District and Bellingham School District, and also most recently here in San Luis Obispo, she was an accountant for RRM Design Group. Uh-huh. Does work with us, and she was very involved, having worked from petty cash through financial statements, involved in forecasting the budget, and producing multitudes of reports and worksheets, for which we have a great deal of interest in her capabilities in that way. And we've been very pleased with how she's gotten up to speed very quickly here, and I'd like to invite her to tell you a little bit more about herself.
Welcome, Sue.
Thank you. I just want to say it's such an honor to be working for the city of Pismo Beach. I am so happy. The job has turned out to be a pure delight. Everyone I work with is so nice, and the work itself has proved to be interesting and challenging. just a little bit more about my personal life. I've been married for 32 years to the same guy. And we moved to California about 7 years ago. I have one daughter and a brand new granddaughter. They live in Bakersfield. And that's about the highlights. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have one more.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. It is my pleasure to introduce our newest officer. And the city of Pismo Beach and the city of Morro Bay have a lot in common, one of which is that both cities are a safe and sane alternative to communities with triple-digit temperatures throughout the county. One other thing is that in addition to doing traditional style of policing with our residential communities and our business communities, both cities actually share much in common in terms of our ability to police tourism communities, that resort style of policing. So we know that if an officer can succeed in Morro Bay, for example, they can succeed in Pismo Beach and vice versa. And we are very pleased to pick up Jeremy Douglas as our newest officer as a lateral transfer from the city of Morro Bay. He was there for 18 months, and as a result of some issues with their financing, he became available to us, and we absolutely scooped him up. We know that he's going to do well. And how I know that, among other than he got a very glowing recommendation from Chief DeRohan there, is that this gentleman used to be an eighth grade teacher. And if he can survive that, he can survive anything that we can throw at him. So please welcome Jeremy Douglas.
Thank you again for giving me the opportunity to serve the citizens and the community, as well as the tourists here on Pismo Beach. A little bit myself. Grew up in Fresno all my life, and, so definitely adjusted to this temperature here much better, especially now. Married for 5 years. We have two beautiful children. I still live in Morro Bay, but I definitely love being here and able to serve you guys and help you. And again, I want to say thank you.
Thank you. Welcome, Jeremy. The next item on our agenda is a presentation to Public Works Superintendent Rocky Rogers. This is kind of a sad day for the city of Pismo Beach, but would the City Council read this proclamation? It's a proclamation with grateful appreciation to Rocky Rogers, Public Works Superintendent.
Whereas Rocky Rogers has been employed with the City of Pismo Beach Public Works Department from 1990 through 2005, and
whereas he has been responsible for the operations and maintenance functions of the city streets, public buildings, the water system, the wastewater system, the parks, beach, pier, boardwalks, the beach access stairway, and the motor vehicle fleet, and
whereas Rocky Rogers has achieved high performance levels for himself and set an excellent example to his peers and his subordinates, and
whereas he has earned the respect of the community and the staff of the city as well as neighboring jurisdictions.
Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Pismo Beach that Rocky Rogers is hereby presented with this proclamation of appreciation, commending him for his long service to the City of Pismo Beach and wishing him the best success in his future endeavors. Dated this 19th day of July, 2005, signed Mary Ann Reese, Mayor. And can you meet me at the podium? To present this to you, but I'm also very sad, but I do wish you well, and we are very proud of the work that you've done for us all these years. Thank you so very much. I have something else here that I want to present to you. This is a plaque presented to Rocky Rogers with heartfelt appreciation for your years of hard work and dedication to the community of Pismo Beach. Your knowledge, experience, and professionalism will be missed. Years of service, 1990 to 2005, July 19, 2005, City Council, City of Pismo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I'd be at a loss for words, but I am. I do want to say thank you to you, Madam Mayor, and to the City Council. But I want to say a special thank you to Dennis Delzite. He has been probably the best mentor I've had in public service. And so I appreciate having the opportunity to sit and learn underneath him. And I just want to say thank you to him. It's been an honor and it's been a blessing for 15 years to work with and for the city of Pismo Beach. And it will certainly not be a time and a season of my life that I will not forget anytime soon, because I intend to cherish this time for many years to come. And thank you again.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is...
May I, excuse me, may I interrupt? I'd like to introduce someone to, or reintroduce someone to the City Council. We have appointed an interim Public Works Superintendent, and I know you've met Brian Henson before, but perhaps the community would like to see who Brian Henson is.
That's
would you
a good
mind
idea,
just
Dennis.
Stepping forward, Brian? You don't have to make a speech, but go ahead. Brian, Brian's been with the city for 7 years now. Actually, he started bagging trash at a fairly low hourly rate. And he does have his bachelor's degree in management. He has a wife and two children. He's chosen to stay in this area. He has made it very clear to us that his aspirations are to be a public works superintendent someday. So this provides him with an excellent opportunity. And I have to tell you that he has the full support of everyone that works with him, because in this past 7 years he's really demonstrated a terrific work ethic and kind of person that everyone is very excited to have him serve in this interim position. So I apologize for interrupting, but I thought it would be a good time for you and the public to be acquainted with Brian Henson.
Thank you for doing that, Brian. And
it's my pleasure. I'm well aware of the challenges that lay ahead, and I'm excited about the opportunity that I have.
Thank you so much for being there. We appreciate your experience.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next item on our agenda is a presentation from Mike Harkness, the Battalion Chief, regarding dangerous marine animal procedure. Recently we had a notice that there was a shark sighting, so this is an appropriate timing for this.
It is, and before I outline the procedure, I'm sure many city employees are going to mourn the loss of Rocky, but I just wanted to throw in the fire department's congratulations for the new job, and it's been a pleasure working with you. We've worked very closely with Rocky and his department. Good luck to you. A couple years ago, we had a shark incident, a tragic shark incident in Avila Beach. Following that incident, Port San Luis Harbor Patrol, who controls the Avila Beach area and the lifeguard program, Pismo Fire Department and our lifeguard program, and the Oceana Dunes State Beach area, all got together to see if we could come up with a consolidated incident action plan on how to handle these types of incidents, so that we were all doing the same thing, that one beach wasn't doing one thing and a mile away another beach wasn't doing another thing. We already had within the county a coastal incident response plan, which outlines all the different rescue agencies along the coast from Cambria down through state parks below Pismo, and what actions and how far each of those agencies will go for ocean rescues, ocean incidents. And so that coastal incident response plan was the perfect vehicle to insert a dangerous marine animal or shark procedure and notification policy. We implemented that and came up with a policy that's utilized countywide. From that, we drew a specific Pismo Beach procedure, which I garnered input from the other department heads and the city manager. And the city manager asked me to present that to you tonight so that you'd know what procedure we were using. The key points of our procedure is that we have a system in place to make a positive determination of credibility. we will determine either a high credibility incident or a low credibility incident. It's very difficult because there's lots of shades of gray in between, but we felt that rather than saying a numbering system maybe where 70, you know, we take a certain action and this one's 69, I mean, we just wanted to kind of break it into two basic areas. High credibility based on the person that was citing it, our ability to communicate with them directly, go through a credibility rating sheet that describes, you know, ocean conditions, fin style, swimming style, knowledge of marine animals, all those things. How close were you? Were you on the freeway or were you in a boat? And from that, we'll make a determination of credibility and then take actions from that. The procedure gives actions that each party will take, actions that the police department will take, the fire department and lifeguards will take, the city manager will take, the engine company that goes out, the actions, actual procedures that each department will take. And the other key point of our procedure is that remains consistent with Port San Luis and state parks. What we didn't want to have is a situation where they were closing the beach for 5 days and we were taking no action. So one of the points in here is a notification procedure and an agreement between the three parties that if there's a sighting and it's determined to be high credibility off of one beach, that all three beaches and all three agencies will take the exact same actions. So very quickly, the third page shows a flow chart. The fourth page shows the actions that each agency will take. The fifth and sixth pages are how we determine credibility. And then the last page is a posting that we will do. So if we have a high credibility sighting, what we do on our beach is we post for 5 days and make notifications for 5 days. If we're in the lifeguard season, the lifeguards will make those notifications along the beach, and it's an actual drive along. If someone's entering the water, we'll stop, we'll discuss the issues with them. We're not closing the beach. We're just posting and notifying the public of what the situation is. That's on a high credibility sighting. It's in the off season, then the fire department will do that instead of the lifeguards. Low credibility, we'll take no action. We determine that it's a low credibility sighting. We'll notify the city manager, who will notify you that we're not taking actions on the beach. So those are the two specific procedures we're taking. It's a real quick thumbnail sketch presentation. You have it in your package, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Does any of the council have any questions?
No, but I am really glad to see them.
That we do have all the jurisdictions doing something, because that was a huge point of criticism downtown, and you've solved that that problem, and I'm glad to see it. So good job. Thank you.
Well, I think it's one. I don't know if the public has this, but the list of questions that are asked so that beaches aren't closed or posted, wasting time posting them without high credibility. So this is great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, the next item on our agenda is public comment. This is the time for the public to comment about any item not on the agenda. And I have no cards here today, so.
Madam Mayor, Brian Kriowski, I'm the president of Port San Luis Harbor Commission. I thought I'd take this opportunity following the presentation. I hadn't expected to speak, but I will say that the interagency cooperation is vital. We dealt with this issue just recently, and I believe that the agencies and the cross-cooperation between staff is important, and it's important for the safety of our residents as well. So we wholeheartedly endorse your adopting the recommendations of your staff today. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rick Turton, Pismo Beach. After our workshop on Thursday, we kept working, so I would like to pull 4G for discussion.
Okay, we'll do that. Is there anyone else in the public that would like to take advantage of the public comment time?
Brian Kriowski taking off one hat, putting on another hat.
Okay.
Dinosaur Caves Preservation Society. Many people may not know that there's been a process. Mike Laboon, tile artist extraordinaire, local, as well as I indicated, an extraordinary artist, has begun placement of some of the windows on the Central Coast. There are tiles available still for sponsorship, and I wanted to go through and identify what those tiles are. The Price House. There is an anticipated tile presentation that will feature the Price House. I apologize, my eyes are going. The red-shouldered blackbird, a red-tailed hawk, halibut, quail, coyote, raccoon, a tule elk, and a live oak tree. All the other tiles are spoken for, but these are available, and you can reach Marilee Hyman, and I believe that her number is also indicated on the wall. And I didn't necessarily want to give her number out without her authorization, but I believe you can reach her at 773-6667. 773-6667. Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't hear that.
Remember that.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of council, Tony Spinelli, Pismo Beach. A couple things I'd like to cover tonight. One being, as I come southbound on Highway 101 and exiting Price Street, and we see that great wall of Pismo and the new sewer treatment plant, which has come along very appropriately, I have a suggestion to make. I mean, what a wall for work of art. And, you know, with as many murals and stuff that we have in this community, I know it's slated to be planted, but it is so visible right there that some kind of a Wyland scene, or I don't know if you folks are familiar with Wyland, but he's a pretty predominant artist in Maui that does all the undersea scenes and so forth. But if we could exchange the plants and so forth for a beautiful mural on that wall, I mean, it's just... It's a canvas waiting to happen. I mean, if you really think about it, every morning I get off there and I look at it. So that was one suggestion. While I have the opportunity, and while Mr. Madden is here and his partner, I would like to take this opportunity to personally thank them for the professional job that they did with that car show. I did prior to this meeting about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, but I'd like to take that opportunity now to Les and Mike both. I thought they did an extremely professional job. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was a good suggestion. It might be something that we'll want to talk about.
The art on the wall?
The yeah. wall. Maybe put it on a future agenda.
I think that's fair.
That's true. So maybe we want to put that on a future agenda for discussion. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak under public comment?
Did they get that put it on the future agenda to discuss for the discussion?
Do you want to make sure that the staff heard that?
Yes, yeah. I didn't know if they heard that.
Could we put that on a future agenda, the suggestion by Tony?
Sure, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Sean Schur, on behalf of the Pismo Beach Chamber, we do also want to extend our congratulations for a great car show to the city, to all the merchants, and also to Les and Mike for a great job that they put together. As of this morning, there was a meeting for the October car show with downtown merchants involved and some of our other chamber members. So we're looking for another great event coming up in October for the city of Pismo Beach also. And again, we thank them for their hard work. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak under public comment?
Madam Mayor, members of the council, Don Day, Pismo Beach, 101 Park Place. I'd like to bring up two issues that came up last council meeting under council comments. I'm a criminal, apparently. I've been accused of being a criminal for charging $50 in a parking lot that I've owned since 1984. I've had business licenses since then. I have business licenses on my wall since 1990. That lot operates only for pay during the summer on the weekends. It's clearly posted what the price is. I maintain that year-round. I make payments on it year-round. It's used by patrons of the city year-round. Sometimes they have to pay primarily on the weekends in the summer. In this particular case, on July 4th, the price was clearly marked. The decision to pay was totally up to the patron who was driving by. The price was reduced later in the day after 1 o'clock to $30. The city of Pismo charges $40 for a parking ticket, and the patron doesn't even know about it until after they get it. At least I warned them and gave them an opportunity to leave.
Gave them a choice.
And furthermore, should the council regulate the price of goods in other areas of our community? restaurants, motel rooms, and clothing, as an example. What about the enormous profits that are being made by members of our community on the sale of residential properties, in some cases, if not most, merely because they've held their property for 4 to 5 years or even more? They make up to $500,600 profit. I believe that the council, that was an inappropriate statement. It was made in public, and I think an apology is appropriate. Secondly, council member Higginbotham thinks that the parking lot should donate a portion of their proceeds to charity. I will offer the following as a parking lot owner, probably one of the few legal ones in town. In light of the purpose of charitable giving, I will donate 50 cents for every dollar the Higginbothams put up, up to $500 on my part, $1,000 on their part. This is, I believe, an opportunity to stand up and be counted to demonstrate one's convictions. I have my checkbook in hand. Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak under public comment? Seeing none, the next item on our agenda is City Council comments and requests.
I have a request. Judging from all the hoopla and all the congratulatory comments that we're getting for our car show, I took a look at the car show contract, and there's a couple of items in there I think that we ought to just take another look at. And what I would like to do is ask the city manager to please agendize this so we can discuss it on the council level and the public, so we can go over it and maybe we can fine-tune it, because we are going to have another car show in October, and since this last one went off without a hitch, and we're getting so many, even up to this morning I was getting phone calls regarding the professionalism and the mode of operation that was used in using the loudspeaking system throughout the city, and it looked to me like everybody was in favor of this, so I think that there's a couple of items that we should discuss on that contract. So I'd like to have that agendized as soon as possible before the October show.
We've already signed a contract, though, for the October show, have we not?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But we could put it on the agenda for discussion on a future contract. We could do that.
I'd like to do that, please.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyone else have any comments?
I do.
Okay.
I'd like to pull consent items 4G, which I think you acknowledged, and 4H, please.
Okay. 4G.
And then along the lines with 4H, I'm looking for council for a consensus on this. If we could have these types of items of donations to the park or other situations to be put under the business calendar, because that way then the public can hear about the generosity of people in the community. When it's under consent, unless somebody comes here or looks at the agenda online, I don't think the donor gets adequate recognition.
I think that's probably a good point. How do you feel about that? That we could put it on a regular business item versus putting...
That's fine, but it's almost like some of the sizes of these donations, like I'm so impressed with Ms. Pratt as an example. I would like to see them get a recognition award that could be presented for those types of things. And then you guys say, well, if somebody gives 100, does that constitute an award, or is it 1,000? So I just answered my own question.
Okay. Is everybody do we have a consensus that maybe we could do that, and that way we wouldn't have to pull them off to give the people appropriate recognition?
Okay. We'll go ahead and do that in the future.
Thank you. I wanted to thank Public Works. The patching is done at the intersection of Stratford and Longview, and they did a terrific job. There's a lot of happy people and cars going up and down there, so thank you. And then I was down at the beach last week, and there were these flyers that were posting Spike It Up for Shell Beach. It was a volleyball tournament scheduled July 17th. So I took one of the tabs and I called this young man, John, and he was sponsoring a volleyball tournament last Sunday, and the proceeds were going to help fund the Beachcomber stairs. he became aware. He and a group of guys are in the same class together. They wanted to do something for the city, and they decided to start raising funds, which we're deficient in, to finish those stairs. I've yet to talk to him, so I don't know how successful the tournament was, but I was quite impressed that he wanted to contribute in that way, so I wanted to acknowledge that. And I encouraged him to talk to the Recreation Department, and maybe we can help him with future events or just let her, Kristen Lyon, know what's going on. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anyone else have any comment? Councilman Mayor.
Yeah, please, thank you. Just a couple of items, two of them in retrospect. And many of you remember that several council meetings ago I tried to have a code enforcement officer. And I didn't get very far with that with the public, nor did I with the with my fellow council members.
Am I on now?
Yeah.
Thank you. And it was interesting to me because I had made reference to downtown Pismo Beach on certain in certain blocks looking like little Tijuana. And then lo and behold, a few weeks later, there's the front page article in the newspaper about a film crew coming into Pismo Beach. And, of course, they wanted to shoot there because it looked like little Tijuana. So I just am bringing that up just because. The other thing that I wanted to bring up, same morning, different newspaper, front page, was that Arroyo Grande has now decided that they're going to put mechanisms in place to require a green effect with the building community, meaning that they're going to start recirculating water, they're going to do those types of things. As many of you will remember, late last year, I brought that initiative forward to our city council here as well. And I think it's appropriate now that other communities are looking to join the bandwagon. I think that we need to be moving forward with this ourselves. I think that's very great of the city of Arroyo Grande to finally realize that they're building beyond what they can accommodate through some of our natural resources. So all communities should be doing that, and I applaud them. The final thing that I'd like to say is in reference to Don Day and his comments. You know, I like Don Day, and we get a kick out of getting on one another. But this time, I think he thinks I took it a little far. I'm the one that made the comment that it's criminal to be charging that amount of money for people to come down and watch our fireworks. I wasn't singling out an individual. What I was relating to is I was in Los Angeles in the early 80s during those big earthquakes down there. And what happened is I found that the community did not come together. The community was charging hamburger stands that weren't affected $10-$15 a hamburger. They were selling sheets of plywood for $80 and $100 each. That's the only point that I was trying to make, is that, you know, gee, welcome to Pismo Beach. You know, we have the fireworks show, you come over, and let's just reach into everybody's pocket as far as we can possibly go. It was nothing personal against Don Day. It's kind of an attitude, I guess, that I was upset with at the time. Don has left the room, but I would like everybody to know that we had a meeting last week. Don was sitting where Randy Bloom is, and I personally apologized to him for that. I guess he wants it publicly. And Don, I do apologize. If you took that personally, you deserve that apology. Thank you very much. That's all I have.
Thank you. Okay. I had two things that I wanted to talk about. One was trees. Back to these trees again. I get calls about the trees blocking views. So the last council meeting, I had mentioned it to staff. Then I decided I would drive out there and look at it myself. And I found that it is, in fact, not on city property. It's on school property. So I guess that's resolved. And then also I wanted to know if we have an update on the traveling policy, because if staff travels anywhere, with the cost of gas now, I think it's almost unfair. And also this council will be traveling to Sacramento, and we're talking about should we travel together to save gas, save money for the city. And we're trying to work our schedule, so I have a meeting that day with the air pollution control the day we have to leave for Monterey. So we're all trying to redo our schedules to take just one vehicle. So I really think we do need a travel policy update. Is there one in progress?
There is a There is a travel policy, but it's ancient, as far as I know. So there's been no revision to it. There is no policy, as far as I know, requiring council to travel together. That doesn't exist, as far as I know.
No, I think we were just doing that to save money.
Yeah.
With the gas prices.
It is one of the things that we need to update. I agree. That we'll be working on this year, getting a new travel policy and per diem policy for when council members or staff go on a trip. It does need to be updated, definitely.
Is that something our city clerk will be doing?
Well, actually, it's probably something that Mr. Eads will be doing. Mr. Eads and I have discussed it several times, the need to do it.
Okay. And that's all I have, Madam Mayor.
Okay. I just wanted to thank Public Works for removing that sign. There was a homeowner that was very happy. But also, I'd had a couple calls from someone on Pismo Street, and I realized that we're going to include that street when we do the slurry seal come September, I guess. But in going through the tunnel again, I'm thinking that that's an area probably that needs attention. It needs to be cleaned more often, I think, in that area. And I noticed that there is some murals on the wall. I don't know if that's under public art or not, but I'm just thinking that we ought to take a look at the tunnel, and the lighting still works, and that's great, but it just needs some good cleaning in there.
We'll take care of it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, if there's no other council comments, we'll go on to consent agenda, and 4G and 4H has been pulled.
And I'll move for approval on the remaining items.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez G.
Yes.
Councilmember Higginbotham?
Yes.
Councilmember Rabinal?
Yes.
Councilmember Natoli?
See.
And Mayor Reese?
Yes.
Passes 5-0. Thank you.
Okay, now 4G and 4H will come under, they will be the last items on the agenda. And the next item is public hearings, but it's not 5:30. Usually our public hearings are at 5:30. So I would suggest that we go on to the next business item, which would be 6A.
Madam Mayor and Council, item 6A is a resolution appropriating $13,368 from our Park Development Fund to the Dinosaur Caves Park Project. And I'd like to ask Randy Bloom, who's Director of Community Development, to introduce this, please.
Thank you. On May 3rd of 2005, the Council adopted a resolution appropriating $50,000 from the Park Development Fund and accepting a $50,000 donation from the Dinosaur Cave Society for playground improvements at Dinosaur Cave. And at that time, the Council accepted a $4,000 gift from Gary Grossman for the purchase of the dolphins that are to be installed at the park. At that meeting, the Council discussed the possibility of providing an additional $13,000 in park development funds should it be needed to complete the playground equipment. And basically, from that meeting, staff has been working on the placement and further costing of the improvements. What we're trying to achieve is to install everything at one time so we have a finished product in the playground area. We had to do an exercise for insurance purposes and for installation purposes, is we redrew the play area and identified the fall area from each piece of play equipment. So if a child is on one piece of play equipment and another child is on another adjacent, if they both fell off the same time, they wouldn't hit each other. And so we had to rearrange and design for those, what I call softball areas. In doing that, we came up with the placement of the playground equipment that is slightly adjusted from the original master plan, but it's the same components. But now it's at a proportionate area to meet all requirements that should a child fall off something. In addition, we took a look at how much we can get by ordering everything and combining shipping, for example, the whale and the eggs, and by combining shipping and saving money. Because prior to it, when we originally went to council, we had priced everything out as individual items as they'd be shipped. And so by combining and working with the Dinosaur Cave Society, coming up with a softball
arrangement, we can provide the whole playground area, but we were deficient $13,668. And so tonight is a request to ask for appropriation of $13,368 from the Park Development Fund to finish that component of that playground area. Now the Rotary Club is still working, as you can see on the amphitheater. The additional landscaping is being done towards the end of Cliff Street. We're putting in irrigation that was a donation. And so with this appropriation, it'll kind of finish the product in that area for the time being. Where we're at with the other issues of donation is that there is a donation for grass after this gets finished out that will surround the playground area. That'll come in after that part of the component is finished. And that kind of gives you an outline. There is a matrix in the back on the second page of the staff report that defines out what component parts the Dinosaur Cave Society is buying. It also includes the Rancho Pacifica donation of $7,000 for a dinosaur egg, and then the city's proportion to cover the dinosaur grade, the freight, the bike rack, the whale, the freight, and a contingency. And I hope that answers all the questions, but if there's any additional from council, I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions from council?
None at this time.
Okay.
Page 2. In the last column where it's saying you have the exceeds column.
Yes.
It says for the first section, this exceeds a $50,000 by 504.
Yes.
So will that be made up?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then is that a typo? Because I think our resolution says 13,368.
It's a typo.
Okay.
The resolution is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. If there's no other questions, I have two cards from the audience. One is Mark LeBed.
Your Honor, I'd like to hold my comments until after the decisions of the committee and look at the most appropriate thing that I have to offer.
Okay, thank you. Mary Lee Hyman.
Council.
Don't usually do that.
Marilee Hyman, Shoreline Drive. Madam Mayor and members of the council, first, I'd like to thank Randy Bloom and Carolyn Johnson for their work in developing this plan with the Dinosaur Caves Preservation Society for the playground at Dinosaur Caves Park. You can see that we're still a little short to make this plan happen so that we can fill the playground ring with all of the play sculptures. Whatever amount that you can contribute to help this playground will be greatly appreciated. I'm sure that you've read the article in Friday's Times Press Recorder lauding our efforts, that's you, all of us, at Dinosaur Caves Park as a community building a world-class park. We're changing from weeds to wonderful. And also, the Sunday Tribune article highlighted the importance in our county of cooperative arrangements and volunteers to help make parks happen. This plan here is a perfect example of how the public and the private can work together for the betterment of the community. I know you've often said, well, don't just tell us about a little piece, tell us the whole story. So I'd like to just throw out a few broad statements. Altogether, the playground area will be cost about $320,000. $106,000 has already been committed or spent on this play and picnic plaza area. This new plan we're looking at this afternoon will add another $113,000, I'm rounding off, specifically for the playground ring if you adopt it. Dinosaur Caves Preservation Society is now seeking $50,000 worth of concrete for the playground picnic plaza. This was in our original request proposal to you when we were asking for matching funds. But we traded it for a piece of playground equipment, so now we need $50,000 worth of concrete. At this point, in that concrete plaza area, if we adopt this plan, all that's going to be in there is going to be a little tiny single umbrella, we're calling a shade structure, a bicycle rack, and the four trees that were donated by Ron's Nursery. Additionally, DCPS will be raising $20,000 from sponsors of two benches and three picnic tables. I'd like to recognize and thank the Shell Beach Women's Club for adopting and sponsoring a seal for the playground. Here's their check. They just handed it to me. And for those of you who may be disappointed that you didn't get to adopt that seal, we do have two more available for adoption. And you can tell Brian doesn't dial my number often because it's 773-6777 if you'd like to do that. Thank you for the opportunity to address you, and we trust that you will make available to the plan as much funding as you can.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to this item? Seeing none, I'll come back to the council. Does the council have any discussion, comments, questions?
Well, if I may, Madam Mayor, yeah, I'm so proud of this park, and I have taken such a turn from 1997 when I first became a member of the city council. I'm proud of the society. I'm very proud of our community for the donations that they've made. I'm hoping that others will come forward and buy a seal or get a block, a neighborhood to come together and buy a seal, spread the cost out or something. But it's very, very worthwhile. I do appreciate the press covering it like they have, because it is it's an addition to our community that's hard to describe, because it's come to the point where it's almost overwhelming when you take a look at the character now coming south on Highway 101, take a look at the heads turning as people are driving along Shell Beach Road and those types of things. It's a wonderful, wonderful addition to our community. I have no qualms about approving this money at all, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment or have a question? Okay.
I think the city, I liked the article in Times Press Recorder and the Santa Maria Times as well. But what the article neglected to say is the city's put in about $780,000.
That's right.
In addition to carrying the debt service on the land. And I think people forget that. Mm-hmm. And another $50,000 for the temporary restrooms. And I think the city should get acknowledged for that, because mm-hmm. this is a park that council has had, there's been misgivings over the years, but have traditionally kept trying to fund in any way we could, and fortunately we have staff motivated to write grants and get things done. So I wanted to go on the record and say that.
Good.
I did like the article, but I do want mm-hmm. people to know that the city has contributed generously, and I'm also in favor of the resolution. Thank you.
Okay, so anyone else would like to make a comment?
Madam Mayor, I'm in full support of this. The Dinosaur Caves Society, they work so very hard. There's so much that they do that the public doesn't see. You know, they meet often. They're always out there trying to get someone to donate to this park. And the city has done wonderful with their grants. Carolyn Johnson works on the grants, and she deserves anything that we can say positive about her. I mean, she works for the city. People said, well, she works for the city. She does. However, she's always finding those grants, and I will appreciate that very much. Because this park, what some people forget is this park belongs to this city. And Dinosaur Cave Society will be the first to say that. And it's a beautiful park. Lots of people are walking in the mornings out there. And more are using the park. And I'm in full support of this.
If there's no other comments, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Go ahead and approve the $13,368.
Okay, is there a second?
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and second.
Councilmember Natoli?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez G?
Yes.
Councilmember Rabinal?
Yes.
Councilmember Higginbotham?
Yes.
And Mayor Reese?
Yes.
Passes 5-0. Thank you.
And I don't ordinarily let the public speak after an item, but I'm going to make an exception one time.
I think you'll like this
exception. Okay.
First, I want to apologize for calling the council a committee. I'm not sure why, but I think that was inappropriate, but I'll just blame it on my Halfheimers. I'd like to read this guarantee to the council. Dear Mayor and council members, it is with great pleasure and excitement that we of the Dinosaur Caves Preservation Society, through the great generosity of its donors, guarantee the matching funds in the amount of $50,000 for the development of the mutually agreed upon initial phase of the recreation area at the Dinosaur Caves Park in partnership with the city of Pismo Beach. You notice that since I've gone from medicine into the dark side of legal issues, I've lost my ability to use periods. These funds are available and committed to this project and will be directed as agreed into funding the shared costs for the purchase of materials with the city and the administration and funding for the placement of said materials under the direction of DCPS. We of DCPS and the citizens of Pismo Beach congratulate our council on its continued support and dedication to the completion of Dinosaur Caves Park, a park that is, without question, a unique and beautiful jewel for the Central Coast, and a most worthy project that was once only a dream, but now, because of us all, is now rapidly becoming a reality. This stands as our guarantee that the money is available upon request.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Yes.
You've been on good stationery.
Thank you very much. Okay, and it's now, we've completed that item, and it's now 5:30. I think we can go back to item 5, the public hearing we have for this evening.
Madam Mayor and Council, item 5A is a public hearing. It's concerning our weed abatement program. I'd like to ask Fire Chief Mike Harkness to come forward, and he's going to introduce the lady who's going to explain this to us.
As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, the weed abatement is a fairly time comprehensive program all on its own, and we have on loan from our County Fire Prevention Bureau, Jane Schmitz, who's been administering the program for us, so I'll ask Jane to come up.
Thank you. Mayor and City Council members, the hearing that is before you is the final action of the 2005 weed abatement. Essentially, letters have been sent to the homeowners whose lots have been cleared by the city contractor, and this is their opportunity to come and protest the abatement charges before we assess them to the county tax rolls. And your options are to approve the resolution, to deny it, and amend the Exhibit A, which is the 14 properties that you have before you that we are assessing or we'd like to assess.
Thank you very much. Does any of the council have any questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, I'll open the public hearing. Public hearing is now open. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak to this item? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council. Does the council have any wishes on this item?
Just go ahead.
Go ahead.
You do.
Okay.
Approve the...
entertain a motion.
Mm-hmm. Got a motion.
Who wants to do that?
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to adopt the resolution.
Councilmember Natoli?
Yes.
Councilmember Rabinal?
Yes.
Councilmember Higginbotham?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez G?
Yes.
Mayor Reese?
Yes.
Passes 5-0.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, could we take a short break, a potty break or something before Dave Watson's going to talk? We're going to be here for hours. I'd rather go to the bathroom
okay,
beforehand.
We'll take a 5-minute break. We will reconvene at 20.
It's hard. I want to say, yeah, you already know that.